You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. And every week this summer, Brenda Wright from the Juno Audubon Society has been here on Juno Afternoon spotlighting three birds to watch for. And I keep thinking that she's going to run out of birds to tell us about. But that hasn't happened yet. But Brenda, I got to ask you, it's kind of been a soggy week for bird watching. Did you get out very much?
I did, and I have soggy clothes to prove it.
Where did you go?
Well, I went over to Fish Creek on North Douglas. There's a couple nice low tides right now, but that doesn't bring the birds closer to shore. That just opens up a huge banquet for them, so they can be anywhere where there's good food when it's low tide.
I want to mention that when we get to our birds of the week, I do have them posted up on the KTOO website on the Juno Afternoon page for today. And they're great photos, one by Barb Armstrong and then two by Jessica Millsaps, two local photographers. And next week, we're going to have Jessica with us to talk about how she gets these wonderful pictures. But why not start off by telling us about the three birds you've chosen for this week?
Well, because we have nearly 120 birds that live with us in the summer or sometime during the year, that's three birds a week. It's going to take us a little while to get through them all, don't you think?
Well,
So the reason I chose these are chickadees and dippers both live with us all year round. And one lives high in the trees and likes to tell you where it is, chick, 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 dee, 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 dee. But the dipper wades around on the bottom of small streams to get insects. A very small little bird, a small gray bird. They're very interesting habits, these guys.
So let's take a listen to the chickadee. Give that mnemonic for me again. Chick, chick.
Chick, 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 dee, dee, dee.
That's how it gets that name, huh? Chick, 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 dee, dee, dee.
Dee, dee, dee.
Here we go. Almost sounds like a telegraph.
Yes.
Now we've got the dipper here. I'll play that one. That sounds a little more musical.
I just have to mention, oh, very much so. I just have to mention here, there's a couple of local books out about this little American dipper, The Singer in the Stream. The nicest thing about this bird is sometime in the middle of winter, ice and frozen, everything is so calm and quiet, and you hear it singing in the winter. So lovely.
That is nice to know. So what's the name of the book again? I love the title.
The Singer in the Stream.
The Singer in the Stream. I think that that is worth hearing one more time. The Singer in the Stream. That can lift your heart in the winter, huh? In the depths of winter.
Oh, very much so. It's so nice to have a kind of uplifting, happy sound in the middle of the silence of cold.
But you've got another bird, a barn swallow, picked out. Now, that is not here all year round. Am I correct?
That's very correct. Yes, they like to eat flying insects, which we love birds that eat mosquitoes. So it's one of our favorites.
All right, let's listen. Each bird has a telltale way of singing, doesn't it?
Oh, very much so. This is a very domineering bird. It may not be the first swallow to return to Juno, but if it has a place that it loves very much, it's going to kick all the other swallows out of there so it can have it all to itself.
So where do you recommend going bird watching? You know, it could get better over the weekend weather-wise. You know, they're expecting actually by Sunday and Monday that we'll have warmer, drier weather. What are you recommending for this time of the year? I know that not only do you like to watch the birds themselves, but to see where they are in their stage of development.
Yes, and this is a really nice kind of time of year because not only the robins and the dark-eyed juncos, but also some of the berried thrushes are actually singing again quite loudly because they're about to start their second nesting season. So they've already raised one whole brood, and they're not tired enough to stop, so they're going to do it again.
Huh. Well, I guess it's interesting to watch the familial patterns of these birds. So next week, we're going to have Jessica Millsaps with us. Can you tell us a little bit about her and her photography? I just admire people who spend a lot of time taking pictures because it must require so much patience.
Oh, my gosh, yes. One of the things I think is most amazing about photographers like Jessica are the fact that their camera is all a part of their arm. My binoculars come up to my eyes immediately when I see something, but other people that are photographers, the camera comes up to the eye. And that's how they can get so many beautiful shots. Patience and lots of trying.
I know you were trying to wrestle Bob Armstrong into coming in, but he said, not now, not now.
Yes, he's way too busy trying to get birds with their mouths completely full of insects and or tearing wings off dragonflies.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear their techniques. I hope that we get Bob in later in the season. Maybe he can spare us some time, but I'm definitely looking forward to Jessica Millsaps next week. Thanks so much, Brenda, for all you bring to us and helping us realize what a treasure we have right in our own backyard.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Support for Juneau Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klingit & Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.
And that will do it for Juneau Afternoon. We want to thank all of you for joining us this week. We've had some great conversations. I want to thank you. I'm Rhonda McBride, your host for today. Have a great weekend.